Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해, 그런 선어해. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 지금부터 갈 때까지 가볼까.
2023.
Greetings, Xenophiles. Only four sleeps until Christmas. Yeah, I better start my shopping. On this day in 2012, that song was the first video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube. And where is he now? We end the season with a retrospective. Basically, I called some of the guests from this year and asked them what they're doing for Christmas. And asked them to pick another song that they couldn't squeeze in while they were on the show. We start with Raluca Nikita.
So cast your mind back, good listeners, to the 7th of September, when we had Raluca Nikita, who was the day before she left back to Paris. We just managed to squeeze her in for an hour to talk about the acting that she does and the production that she brought to Romania. Well, she's back, but on the line from Paris, right?
Hello, yes, exactly. Good. But in a few days, I'll be back. Oh. By the time this airs, I will have had one more day to before.
Yeah. So you're coming back just for the Christmas holiday?
I'm coming back to be with my family.
Right.
Good. But who knows what the future will hold.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So what have you been doing since September? It feels like a long time ago that we last spoke. What have you been up to?
No good.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
As I was telling you before while we were catching up, so a lot of things have happened acting wise. I came back, and in October we had our shows. The shows that we premiered, yes, in Romania were, mm-hmm, also brought to Paris.
Did they
Paris
go down as well in Paris as they did in Romania?
Yeah, we had a full house. It was lovely. People were happy. It was our second production, mm-hmm, so it was our second year doing stuff in Paris. And it's really nice to hear the feedback of people. And I think we're crystallizing our message and our who we are as a company.
Right.
And it was really lovely to see that people say, we walk into your shows and we don't know what to expect. And that's really cool.
Uh-huh.
And we also like to think that we get people to get comfortable with their weird side, which is one of our objectives, probably.
Right. Makes sense. Yeah.
Our shows are wacky and absurd. Yeah. So, mm-hmm, and they're comprised of smaller one acts. Mm-hmm. So I do think that there's something for everybody, because when we talk to people afterwards, there's different plays that resonate with them. So there might be one or two that stand out, but there were always people who were like, oh yeah, that really told me something.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I internalized the message even more because it was a comedy.
What about next year? Are you going to publicly tell me to say what you told me just a minute ago?
Okay, let's do it. Why not? So we're 90% sure, just because, you know, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. But we're proud to start working on a fairy tale spoof that we'll probably 90% sure,
right,
go to the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, excellent.
Which is,
oh, yes.
Awesome. it's a huge opportunity for us, and we're very, very excited. We can't wait.
That is a marvelous event. The whole Edinburgh Festival is Edinburgh is a beautiful place, but if you go there during the festival, the whole place, mm-hmm, is buzzing, mm-hmm, and you won't, mm-hmm, you will have such a time, and you won't sleep for a month.
Okay, that's it's summer. Yep. It's okay. The sun will recharge our batteries.
That's
anyway.
True. Excellent. So I'm going to wish you a safe journey over, and you're going to have a great time with your family over here at Christmas. And then, and how long are you staying?
Until the second week of January.
Ah, okay, so you get enough time to settle in and and walk off the Saramale.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you get to choose another piece of music. You've picked a fabulous piece of music, which I didn't know about. Tell me what it is and why you picked it.
Okay, well, it comes with a little anecdote. I discovered it at the same time. It just came up on my Spotify, so it was just the algorithm picking for me. But I remember when I heard it, and I heard it this summer, in the 2 months that I had a very docile, lovely, peaceful existence in Romania, where I did nothing but read and be happy. So, it's called The Vernon Spring. And that's the band. Mm-hmm. And the piece of music is called Mother's Love. And what makes it even more magical for me was that I think I discovered it at the same time where I was reading this wonderful book that I recommend to everybody. So if you don't know what you're getting for Christmas, mm-hmm. It's called Bell Hooks All About Love.
Right.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful book about love. And it tries to define it. And also it tries to define all of the good things that should come with it.
Oh.
It's a very comforting read. Mm-hmm. And it was given to me by a very dear friend of mine, Anton, who has listened to me talk about what love is and shouldn't be, you know, in my kitchen many times. So when he picked up the book, he was like, okay, this is you. And so he gifted it to me before I came to Romania this summer. So the two were wonderful discoveries that happened at the same time. And I was often reading the book while listening to the piece of music. And it's
excellent. Yeah, yeah. So there we go. Not only entertainment, but Christmas shopping advice on Expat Life. Thank you very much for that tip. And what I liked about this piece of music was the way it's recorded. It's recorded up close. It sounds like, I'm going to play the whole song, obviously, but just right now, just this little bit, listen to this. You can hear the mechanics. It feels like you're inside the piano.
Yeah, you can almost see the dust bits dancing a little bit.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
2023.
So cast your minds back to 16th to 23rd of March. David Hughes was on the show twice because once wasn't enough. Keen-eared listeners might remember that you were talking about the To Picture a Story project.
Yeah. And I remember at that point, it was very much at the start of the project and we were looking for cameras. We got the cameras, which was amazing, but then the project evolved a bit. It's nice when projects evolve.
Because you ended up with more cameras than you knew what to do with, right?
I've still got loads of them. I should send them back or do something with them. We are going to use them again for future project.
I have another project.
Now, but I can't, the details for that are secret at the moment.
Okay.
And anyway, with that project, so we did do the photography thing. We had about, I think in the end, like 11 refugee kids who were involved in the project. They told their story. They told some amazing stories. We also had some art exhibitions. We'll display them again. Fortunately, we had some really great people involved. Global Records sponsored the project. And then we had a great singer called Emma. And it was an amazing day where we went to the studio up in Dorobant, the Global Records studio.
Uh-huh.
And it was sort of the same idea, you know, the kids telling their story, but instead of through pictures, we did it through song.
Nice.
Spent the whole day there. They wrote the lyrics. You can hear some of them singing on the song, which is nice.
Yeah.
I'm on the song at one point, I think, not singing, luckily.
Not singing.
To tell their story. And they also were there with the, but it was really interesting. Have you ever been in a studio, Steve? Like an actual, like, recording studio? Well, it was amazing with the producer, like how he was able to show them beats. They were able to manipulate it a bit, also a little bit quicker.
Right.
Or we want more drums in now. We want it to be happier. So they're really involved in every part of the process.
Producing on the go.
It's amazing how quickly, when you give those kids the technology and the resources to be able to do something like that, they pick it up like that. It wasn't even just using the technology. It was the way they were able to convey their ideas of what they wanted their song to be about.
Right.
And really the themes came through it of like, you know, like togetherness or like, and knowing people from different cultures. So it was really nice that they managed to think of the theme and convey it. Loads of help as well. Like Emma was great with them and it was like, I'm really happy with what we produced in the end.
We're talking about this song. It's got a name. It's called Warm Winds. And guess what? I'm going to play it.
Don't be shy, just not the time to waste our love and some bad times. Trying to belong, find a place called home. Just living the life, happiness of the old life. It's all about the smile. You may be far a while, we will be just fine, with each other's fire. We can hear.
This could hold its own in the charts with anything that's up there.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Here there's no betrayal, only hero's journey. We can be the legends, we no swords or armies. Powerful like Ernest Hugs, challenges in our minds. And we are in this together, I think we are. Just fine. We can hear.
everybody is the main character of their own story.
See? Do it for you, not for someone else.
Yalla, Habib.
Thank you for doing this with me. I love you.
Expat Life, powered by those beautiful people at Radio Gorilla.
This is Expat Life 2023, the retrospective. So, back in October, Brian Jardine was on again. Twice. So, Brian, how have you been since October? It seems like a lifetime ago that you were on the show.
Steve, it's been a good fall. It's been quite active. When I last recorded with you the next day, the 2 days after, we were off to Scotland.
How was that? It looked like fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. Thanks. We had an opportunity. We rented a car. I was able to figure out how to drive on the wrong side of the road, as they say.
As we say, the left side is the right side, and the right side is the wrong side.
Yeah, exactly right. But anyway, it was nice. You know, we intentionally planned it so I didn't have to do a lot of driving. Mm-hmm. We stayed more or less in the area, you know, Fife, which is just north of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
We had beautiful weather the first four days or so. It was unseasonably nice.
Beautiful all the Scots weather in Scotland. Who'd have thought?
It was a really nice trip. We got to see Edinburgh, and I'd never sort of spent that much time in Scotland, so very nice. We had a nice Thanksgiving at the end of November. We ended up going to spend time with friends up at our place in the country, and we organized a nice Thanksgiving dinner. And then the following weekend, the Intai de Chambre, we flew up to Cluj and had a tour guide take us around Mata Morish, which is quite lovely.
Oh, I hadn't been there.
Yeah, I hadn't been there in about 25 years, so it was really nice to get an opportunity to take the kids, and it's such a beautiful part of Romania. I'd forgotten how beautiful it is up there. For the holidays this year, we're flying down to South Africa and then on to Mauritius. So we've got a pretty full plate for the Christmas and New Year's holidays, but I'm looking forward. It's been a good year overall.
You mentioned your place in the country earlier. It's Jardine Hills, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, Steve. We have had set aside some of the cottages for friends, and we'd organized a very nice Thanksgiving dinner, which, by the way, I highly recommend to your listeners. Mm-hmm. It's called Ferma Dacilor. Most people know the restaurant. It's a traditional Romanian. Again, it's called Ferma Dacilor, and they do great food.
Yes.
And they prepare for us specially. They do it. This is the third year I think we've done it. They probably one of the best turkey dinners I've ever had. I mean,
wow.
It's farm fresh turkey, and they cook it. They make a gravy, and it's not on their regular menu. But if you ask nicely in advance, they can rustle you up a nice turkey dinner.
Jardine Hills, you mentioned it. Is it a year round thing, or are you mainly a summer kind of resort?
No, we're available. We have two of the three cottages are already booked for Revelion by a group, mm-hmm. and we had inquiries for the third cottage. We just up last weekend or weekend before last, that's a regular customer. They come up, this is probably their sixth or seventh time that they've been there. So we have each of the cottages has underfloor heating. It has a wood burning fireplace, which is a nice feature, as well as we have, you know, air to air heat pumps. So the houses are well insulated. So they're very warm and cozy. And, you know, we have plenty of still in the winter. It's nice to hike. And if there's snow, kids can go sledding on the nearby hills. So there's still plenty.
Cool. Of activity. I'm going to let you get back to work, but first you chose a piece of music that you didn't play on the show, so what have you picked for the end of year for the listeners?
Well, you know, it's Hotel California, and the funny thing about that, it's got both importance because I spent a lot of time in California, but as my wife likes to say, Romania is often like Hotel California, and because you can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. And we have so many friends that have come back who have traveled and they have very fond memories. So I'm talking about expats who enjoyed their time in Romania and are coming back to either visit, or even I've got a friend who's relocating back to Romania from the States. So it's in a positive way.
I'm going to say thank you very much, Brian. Have a great end of the year.
All right. Happy holidays, Steve, to you and your listeners. Thank you so much. And let's get in touch again in 24.
On a dark desert highway, cool. Head grew dim. I had to stop for the night.
Is the Expat Life Retrospective. And now, thanks to our friends at Carrefour, we're going to hear some Luna Armada.
proaspătă sau maturată, la micul dejun, la prânz, la cină sau ca desert, cu vin chiar și cu bere, brânza românească de la Carrefour sună bine la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour, poftim brânză românească, prin joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică românească la Radio Guerilla.
Strinci într-una strici că nu mai ai unde să împingi atâtea frici, atâtea clipe în care nu poți să te ridici, dar ești aici. Eu știu ce vreau să spun, dar tu ce vrei să-mi zici, să-mi dai, să-mi strigi? Vrei să înțelegi sau să câștigi? Sârme tot mai lungi, că tot n-ajungi. Tot nu poți să pricepi că oriunde te duci ești la răscruci. Acolo unde tot știu ce mai bine pentru tine. Și atunci de ce alegi să te să spui nu la o mie de da și nu te du acolo unde știi că nu poți fi în tine tu. Prins între luni de fiere gri și insomnie, vrei să înțelegi sau doar să
actul sexual comis de un major cu un minor sub 16 ani constituie viol dacă diferența de vârstă este mai mare de 5 ani și se pedepsește cu închisoarea.
Expat Life, made in Bucharest, Romania. Heard all over the world.
Retrospective 2023.
Cast your mind back to the 18th of May when we had Ursula Fait as our guest, and she's back. Hello, how are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. Despite the weather, the grey weather, the grey sky.
It's November weather. It's just a little bit late. We last spoke before the summer. So, what did you do this summer?
Well, the summer we spent just a couple of weeks in Greece, and then I was back in Bucharest. But I did a very nice trip in November with my daughter.
Yeah.
Yes. So Matilda. I just came back, let's say, a couple of weeks ago. Yes, with Matilda, because she finished university. She got 110 cum laude.
Wow, congratulations. So
She master in biology. So I thought she, as a present, would be something that she would never forget.
Right.
The trip together. Yeah. And I've always wanted to bring her with me once in India. So we went to India.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's very impressive. India is a big place. Where? Which part?
Just Rajasthan, because we stayed a couple of weeks. But let's say 2 weeks is enough. The third week, if you stay more, you need to relax somewhere.
Yes, okay.
No, and it was nice. I mean, it was the perfect time, November, as a month, because it's dry, you don't suffer for the heat, it's warm during the day, but at night it's cold. And then because November has two important feasts. One is Diwali.
Yes, correct.
The
Festival of
the Lights.
Yes.
Yes, that last week, and we got it on the third day, so some days. Mm-hmm. The other one was a camel fair in Pushkar, which is not camel any longer, unfortunately, mostly horses. Yeah. Well, I found India very changed, very much changed into the future. That's good. Okay. I mean, you feel more comfortable to go around now. In the past was more overwhelming everything. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, progress cancelled the past. Some traditions are lost.
Mm-hmm. So does Matilda have anything lined up, any plans, or is she now just going to sit and rest on her qualifications for a while?
Oh, no. As she came back, she started to send some applications for PhDs.
Oh.
She just received an answer yesterday from Zurich in Switzerland, mm-hmm. Which is a very good one.
Yeah.
So even the research they are doing, it's a little bit different. It's still interesting for her because she was doing research cell cancers. So it's another kind of cancer, but still the same, let's say, subject. So she will probably move soon.
Anyway, good luck to her.
Yeah, thank you.
What are you going to do for Christmas?
For Christmas, we are going to Milan and we'll have Christmas Eve at my parents' house with my sisters. And then we go to my uncle, where there are all our cousins. So we will be like 20 people, if not more.
I asked you to pick another piece of music and you picked some Angie Stone. What a choice. Why did you choose this one?
I like this kind of music. And I like, as I said, the first time black woman singers. They are my favorite. In general, this is a little bit funky, but not pushing, how do you say, too much. I mean, it's not too hard. I mean, it's not one of the most famous, so I choose also this not to be the most common music.
So let's educate the listeners. Yeah, we get a bit of this. So we'll go out with that and we'll let the Angie Stone play. And in the meantime, I will wish you have a fabulous Christmas, have a safe flight to Milan and come back safely, and I'll see you on the other side.
Yes, thanks a lot, and you too and your family as well. Have a nice Christmas time.
I'd rather be lonely and in pain than be surrounded by my enemies. You're the game. I'd rather be rich in spirit than poor in fame. I take a one-way ticket to anywhere just to regain. Me, it would be the hardest thing to lose out on every single dream. I'm without you. I'd rather feel bad inside and cry. She'll heal by heaven's hands naturally. To me, it would be the hardest thing to lose out on everything I've dreamed. I'm without you.
little secret.
We had the marvellously entertaining Akash Bal from Societe Generale on the 2nd and the 9th of November. Again, two shows because the stories were so good. So he's coming back to play one last song for his wife. Akash, are you staying in town for Christmas in Bucharest?
Yes, very much in town. Very much in town, you know, and we will be celebrating. We'll perhaps go to the Christmas market, you know, in Bucharest. That's the idea. Perhaps to Brașov. That's the idea. But very much in town, absolutely. And this year is going to be different for us because you know, this is the first year that my elder daughter will not be with us. So it's just going to be three of us. Wow. Welcoming Santa and my elder daughter will be celebrating Christmas in Slovakia.
Ooh, right.
She is studying in Slovakia in a small city called Kosice, and that's where she will be because as soon as the Christmas is over on the 3rd of January, she has to write the exam. So that's why this year is going to be very different. You know, it will be the first time in, I think she's 19. So it will be the first time that in 19 years, four of us will not be together. So that's why it will be different.
What does the other daughter think about the fact that, you know, one of them gets a trip to abroad for Christmas and she stays at home?
Oh, she doesn't have a choice, I guess. No, but she's not getting a trip abroad, but she's getting her fair share of the Christmas goodies. So while one gets to celebrate Christmas out of the family, the second one gets the fair share and even bigger That's share true. Of yeah. The Christmas goodies.
So all of the attention will go in her direction. So yeah, she's going to win in the long run, I think.
Yes.
Marvelous, yes. Marvelous.
And you know her Mahi, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the best cook of all of you, I remember.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
So let's cut straight to your choice of music.
You know, actually, it's a while I told you about, you know, the how we are celebrating Christmas, but this song, I chose this song very specifically because the last time that I was on the show, we played all the songs, but I didn't had the opportunity to play, you know, this song. It happens to be one of the favorite songs of my wife. Mm-hmm. And during, you know, the courtship period or during the dating period, and this is about 3 decades back, not actually, but 2.5. We've been married for about 25 years now. So 25 years back when I was trying to talk to my now wife, you know, I one of her friends told me that this is her favorite song. And I used to play one specific line of the song, which was, "I can be your hero, baby."
And this was like, listen up, I'm going to be that guy, right?
Yes, exactly.
And it worked.
So it did. Yes. And it was only after she said yes.
Right.
You know, to the proposal when I made that to her, was the first time that we actually sat down and I heard the full song.
Okay.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by. Would would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I just wanna hold you. Oh yeah. Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? Well, I don't care. You're here tonight.
Gather around Radio Gorilla.
This is the Expat Life retrospective, the last bit. I couldn't do one of these without my wingman and co-host Dave Jordan. So last time he was on, it was only about 3 weeks ago. So Dave, what have you been doing since we last met?
Not a lot.
It's only been 3 weeks.
Not a lot on the work front, sadly. No, just getting ready for the ARS to come back. She's heading back to Bucharest.
So anyway, yeah, the whole point about this is a little retrospective. You get to choose another piece of music. So, David, you get to choose a piece of music, another one.
You just called me David.
I did.
Oh, okay, Stephen. Let's get on with it.
Do you feel like you're being told off by your mother when you get your full name?
Or it's a policeman.
Or a policeman, yeah. Do you know the story about the choir boy who got his appendage caught in the bell rope?
No.
He was told off. Please, pick your piece of music, quick.
Right. Music, when this came out first in 1984, wasn't really a favourite of mine. Certainly the band wasn't, and the lead singer certainly wasn't. But it's by Culture Club.
And you see, go on.
The War Song.
Right. Now, here's the thing, because Culture Club, when they started with the old Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, which was a nice piece of music. And you can have your own opinions about that era's Boy George and his, let's say, appearance.
True. Yeah.
But and all those bitchy matches he used to have with Pete Burns from Dead or Alive and all of that. But the band, okay, they were a pop band. Typical 80s pop band. They were up there at the same sort of level with me as Haircut 100.
Oh, yes.
In other words, not unpleasant, but neither not very cool.
Mm.
And then they did Church of the Poison Mind, which I thought was a marvellous piece of music. Ellen Terry, I think, doing the vocals.
That's it, yeah.
That's what made that one proper.
Yes.
Serious gospel vocals going on there.
Yeah.
And then they came out with this song, which is, and I thought, even for Culture Club, this is cheesy.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, an example. It's a bit bubblegummy, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Yeah, but then he starts to sing. And he basically insults the entire record buying public.
Well, yes.
In fact, he insults everybody, basically.
Yeah, and I think the whole point, though, he was trying to just make a silly pop song about war and how stupid it is. Mm-hmm. All around us, people are killing each other, and...
Well, that's not the message of Christmas, is it?
War was stupid, and people are stupid, and love means nothing in some strange waters. War was stupid, and people are stupid, and I heard the banging of hearts and fingers. War!
People feel the world with now confidence, like a child at birth, a man with no defense. What's my
again to this and previous shows, find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
New mops, please!
Good night, everybody!
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.